Hey, is this Steve? Oh, sorry. I guess I have the wrong number then. Who is this? Got it. Well, sorry. Have a good night. Hey, sorry again. I was just wondering, is this the same guy that works at the video store on the corner of 4th? Got it. Yeah, your voice just sounded really familiar. So, what are you up to? Oh yeah, what movie? Oh wow, man. And here was I thinking that he'd be one of those guys with bad taste in horror movies. Yeah, but here you are, watching Queen of the Damned, with your dick in one hand, I'm assuming scrolling through Reddit with the other. Oh, baby, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to upset. Hey, the call must have dropped or something. Before I let you go, I just wanted to apologize for that comment about you jerking off. It wasn't very cool, girl, of me, I know. And it's totally okay to stay home on a Friday night having fun playing with yourself, but it'd be a shame to let that pretty face go to waste. You know, I love Queen of the Damned, and I'm horny too. Maybe you could take a chance and invite me over for a scary movie night. I know you don't know me, but that makes the whole thing so much more fun, doesn't it? And I promise I have big, soft titties and a pair of dick-sucking lips that'll drive you absolutely insane. Now, do you really think it's smart to hang up on someone who knows your phone number, your name, and where you work? You just vomited up that information to me. It's kind of pathetic. I'm out here throwing it at you, and you're too much of a pussy to take a risk. Yet you are so fucking lonely that you'll open up to the first girl who sounds hot on the phone. Don't you fucking hang up, you piece of shit. I will come over there and fucking gut you. You understand me? Oh, darling, I know that there's no one else here but you. Your right neighbors are on vacation in Rhode Island, and your left neighbors should be getting back, but I hate to say that they had some car trouble about 160 miles away or so. I made sure of that. So, there'll be no one here to hear you fucking scream. And there'll be no one here to interrupt us. How about we do this, my dear? We'll play a game. I'll ask you some horror movie trivia, and if you get 5 right, then I won't kill you. If you get more than 5 wrong, then unfortunately, this is gonna be a really short date. Now, who played Elizabeth Sparkle in the most recent body horror movie, The Substance? Oh? You don't want to play with me? Huh. Well, isn't that a fucking shame? This could have been easy, pretty boy. Just remember that. You could have given me what I want, but now I'm gonna have to take it. Did you know your house has 3 doors and 12 whole windows? That's a lot to remember to lock, isn't it? Little note for you, no one locks their fucking second story windows. Isn't that funny? See you soon, stud. How about I give you a hint, sweetheart, so you don't drive yourself insane? I'm not upstairs anymore. Oh, yeah, I'm already pretty fast, but knocking a couple of things over, quick shimmy down your drain pipe, go through one of these hazardously unlocked door, and then there you are. Do you want to guess where I am now? Oh, wow, was that a threat? Sweetheart, it's not time for dirty talking yet. And trust me, sweetheart, no matter how smart you think you are, I'm always one step ahead of you.
Surprise, asshole. Oh, I can tell from that look on your face you weren't expecting the mask. That makes all of this so much more fun. For me, of course. I don't care if it's fun for you. Don't make any sun fucking moves. Do you feel that sharp stab in your stomach right now? That pain can get worse and worse and worse. But if you want to try to fight me, if you want to try to struggle, go ahead. Dirty up my favorite knife. See if I really care at the end of the day. Now listen to me, sweetheart. Come on, follow me. Just think of it this way. If I'm pushing the knife in a particular direction into you, walk that way. Now listen, honey. Unfortunate for you and that beautiful face of yours, you're just my type. Those gorgeous cheekbones, those quivering lips, those eyes begging for mercy. Fuck, you're something out of a wet dream for me. You know your coworker, Jason? He found out pretty quickly what was going on. And after he found out, he very quickly decided that he wasn't going to run away. But he was definitely squirmy. He was my perfect type too, you know? You haven't seen him in a couple of days, have you? Maybe he squirmed a little bit too much. I think you should learn from him. And sit down and stay fucking still. Wow, all of a sudden he's a good boy, listening to orders. Incredible, what a change of attitude you've had. Now, darling, here's the thing. I've had enough of you fucking talking. So what I need you to do is lie down on the ground and I'm gonna sit on your face. I think that'll shut you up properly, don't you? And then what I'm going to do is make sure that my knife is right next to your scrawny fucking neck. Okay? I think one slip of my long, dainty fingers will go right through you. And honestly, I would love to see that because with a face like that, I can't imagine how beautiful you look. Just covered in blood. So, if you want to make that fantasy come true for me, feel free. I will not complain. But until then, I'm sitting on your face. You're going to be good. You're going to use your lips and your tongue, and you're not going to use your fucking teeth. Do you understand me? Well, good. Good. That's so easy. That's so easy. And here's the thing. You don't have to pretend that you're not into this. You got a boner the second I put this blade to your neck. And you've been glancing down at my tits pretty much every chance you get. I may be wearing a mask, but I can't see exactly what you're doing. Now lay down and tongue fuck me. Unless you're one of those guys who loves film but can't eat pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Wow. Oh, my God. I was not expecting you to be so good at this. Fuck. Well, for some people, it's hard for them to eat pussy when they're scared, but... fuck. I guess not for you. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god, yeah, like that. Fuck. Oh, fuck, the mask did something for you, baby. Oh my god. Oh my god. Holy shit. Fuck, I'm gonna. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god, fuck. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Holy fuck, are you still going? Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. God, baby, babe. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh my god, move your tongue like that right there. Right there. Right there. Fuck. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. I'm gonna come again. Oh my god. Oh. Fuck. 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 Yeah. Fuck. 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 Stop. Stop. God fucking stop. God, you asshole. Fuck. You really give head like someone who wants to live. That is so sexy. Desperate, but sexy. Now, get up. You heard me. Get up. Walk that way. I said walk that way. God, why are you such a bad fucking listener all of a sudden? Oh, honey, of course I don't have to treat you like a piece of meat, but that kind of's what you are, isn't it? Feeding me, satiating me, satisfying me, making me feel full. And soon, you're gonna bleed just like a piece of meat. Now, pretty boy, we're gonna play a game. And since you didn't like my trivia game, let's play a game of just the tip. I'm going to ride you, and you're gonna like it, even love it, maybe. But here's the thing, sweetheart. I love the feeling of someone splitting me open just as much as I love the feeling of slicing into someone. I'm going to ride the tip of your cock, and every time you fuck into me past the tip, you're going to become more acquainted with the tip of my knife. Hopefully you can control yourself, stud. Lean back for me. Oh, sweetheart, you don't have much of a choice. Why? Do you think you can't control yourself? Think that you could sacrifice a few cuts on the chest, on the face, a couple deeper stabs just to know what it feels like to be enveloped by my fucking pussy? That's so pathetic, babe. God, I knew I picked you for a reason. Because you're beautiful and pathetic and depraved, and you're such a slut for pussy that you would practically die for it if it's good enough for you, which clearly mine is. Now lean back. I'm tired of playing these stupid fucking games with you. Can I trust you to put your hands on my hips and keep them there? Well, I'm wanting to check. You haven't been great at following directions very recently. Let me just unbutton these here for you. Wow. Gotta say, man, that is pretty fucking impressive. I wasn't expecting you to be this hard or this big. This fucking thick. Oh my god. God, I cannot wait to feel you stretch me out. I think it's about time, don't you think, baby? Let me just... Fuck. Oh yeah, you like having those tits in your face? Yeah. Oh god, baby. Fuck. God, you're so fucking good. Oh, fuck, I might not even need anything more than the head of your cock. This might be fucking perfect. Oh, fuck. What did I fucking say? You remember the fucking rules? Are you gonna break the fucking rules already? Do you feel this? Against your collarbone? Do you feel how fucking sharp this is? Don't be stupid, okay? I don't like stupid boys. Stupid boys obsessed with pussy get themselves killed. Ask your friend. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, baby. God, making me come back to back like that. God, it made me so fucking wet. Oh my god. And then your cock is just fucking leaking. Feels so good. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. God, this couch is so fucking loud. It's so annoying. Oh, fucking idiot. Oh, wow, that doesn't feel good. Oh, but a second ago, I'm sure it felt really good for you to push inside me a little bit more. I don't know, cutting you feels good to me. Does this not feel good for you? Yeah, well, this is actually great. I didn't get to carve a pumpkin this year. I'll just carve you instead, huh? God, you are such fucking desperate little pervert. And you couldn't even go a minute without breaking the rules and just sliding deeper into my fucking pussy. You're such a slut for cunt that you're at a point where you would risk just being sliced open for the chance of being deeper inside me, baby. That is so fucking pathetic. Oh, sweetheart, don't you understand what you are to me? You're a quick fuck. You're a dildo, practically. You're a fleshy, bleeding little meat puppet that I get to cut and slice and play with. I mean, you're just a stop on my nationwide tour. You understand that, don't you? You're gonna be a little red pin on someone's map of this awful fucking country as I slice through state by state and small town by boring fucking small town. And I still haven't decided if I'm gonna let you live yet. Depends on how well you fuck me. Depends on how well you follow the rules. Now go ahead. Show me how good you can be. By the way, sweetheart, I didn't mention how good red looks on you. You look even more beautiful than before. You should consider sporting open wounds more often. Oh, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. Oh, there you go. There you go. Oh, yeah. Just be a good fuck for me. That's all you gotta do, sweetheart. Don't fucking overthink it. think you should go a little bit deeper. No, I'm not going to cut you. I promise to try, but go ahead. You can go deeper, baby. I want to fucking feel all of you. Go ahead. There you go. Fuck. This is how you fuck all the girls with huge tits and ghost face masks? Fuck. What does that look on your face mean, huh? Your eyebrows are starting to furrow together, and you're starting to squish your eyes all tight. Come on, baby, what the fuck's happening with you, huh? You couldn't be getting close, could you? No, you couldn't possibly be getting off to a girl who broke into your house, carved you like a jack-o'-lantern, and got rid of that 200-pound piece of dead weight you call a friend. And now, you're fucking into her and you're about to come. Oh my god, baby. That is so fucking sick. I love it. Fuck. Yeah, I think I'm gonna count you down. I just want to see how long you can hold off for me. 10 seconds, do you think? Is that too long? Don't fucking answer. Why would I give a shit? 10, 9, good, very good, 8, fuck, 7, go ahead, be good, 6, fuck, you might make me come too, yeah, go fucking faster, that's so good. Fuck, that's so good. 5, 5, good. Four, fucking 4. God, you look so good, baby. You look so good. 3, fuck, 2, 4. What? I have no idea what you're talking about. 3. Two. Hold it. Fucking hold it. You wanna fucking die? Fucking hold it. Are you gonna come, baby? Are you gonna come with this knife to your fucking throat? God, I knew I picked you for a reason. 1, fucking come. Fucking come for me. Fucking come. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. I'm coming. God, you're so good. Finally, you're so fucking good. God, you're so easy to train, sweetheart. You caught on just a matter of a fucking evening. No, you're so good. You're so good for me. Fuck. What? Birth control? Oh, sweetheart. I don't think that's any of your fucking business. You know, sweetheart, you really, really impressed me. And surprised me. You are. more sick than I thought you would be, honestly. And you know, I really don't feel like killing you. I think you should come with me. I'm about to move on from this town to the next one anyway. You should come along with me. You can be a super hot killer duo, just like in Scream 96. I can get you your own ghost face mask if you want. I think it would look absolutely incredible on you. Yeah? Now you sure you want to do this? Wow, this light just came into your eyes. That was very beautiful. Well, in that case, I can take this off. What's that look on your face? Oh, hotter than you expected. That's very flattering. But don't worry, I'm not going to kill you anymore. And you won't win me with compliments at all. Go ahead. Pack your stuff. We leave in an hour. Now, it's you and me, killer.